This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says ruling alliance necessary for country even after the election. Janata Samajwadi Party proposes directly elected executive heads in its election manifesto. 27th session of COP27 starting from today. And bar blaze in Russian city of Kostroma kills 13 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba says it is necessary for the country to have the government of ruling alliance even after the election. Addressing an election assembly organized in Dardilthura yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba said the ruling alliance was imperative after election to protect the constitution. The Prime Minister shared that the current coalition was formed against the act of dissolving the parliament. He also expressed his confidence that a coalition government would be formed after the upcoming elections as well. CPN UML chairman KP Sharma Oli asserted that time had come for the initiatives to ensure prosperity in the country. Inaugurating the first international convention of the Overseas Nepali Forum in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Oli reiterated that UML is the party that will make Nepal strong and prosperous. Chairman Oli assured that his party would protect the nationality, maintain permanent peace and take forward development works as per the public need. He thanked the overseas Nepalis for extending support to Nepal during earthquake, natural disasters and COVID-19 pandemic, among others. The Janata Samajwadi Party proposes a directly elected president and chief ministers in its election manifesto. Unveiling the election manifesto for November 20 elections to the Federal and Provincial Assembly in Kathmandu yesterday, party chair Upendra Yadav said his party was in favour of the directly elected executive heads. Chairman Yadav further said his party has the provision of directly elected head of the government for institutionalising democracy and ensuring economic development. The party's manifesto also promises a focus on national development by amending some errors in the constitution, making it acceptable to all. The Election Commission has directed the Gandaki Province government to annul the changes of tax rates and provide the information related to the same within 24 hours. The Commission has also sought clarification from Gandaki Province Chief Minister and the Office of the Council of Ministers. The Commission said the tax rates were changed in Gandaki Province after the announcement of the election. The 27th session of the Conference of the Parties COP27 to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change is taking place today. The conference, which is taking place at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt from today till the 18th of November, is expected to give an inclusive and ambitious results, acting on agreements, decisions and commitments reached in the past. Similarly, the issues of greenhouse gas emission reduction, preparations of an action plan to implement Glasgow Climate Pact and the implementation of the Finance for Climate Adaptation from COP26 will be discussed. Joint Secretary Dr. Buddhi Sagar Paudal, Chief of the Climate Change Management Division under the Ministry of Forest and Environment, said for the conference the ministry has prepared a concept paper that includes issues to be put up on the occasion. Nepal will put up the issues related to mountainous areas, climate adaptation, agriculture and food security and emissions reduction. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizen Uma Regmi is leading the Nepali delegation to participate in COP27. The Ministry of Health and Population says 54 people have died from dengue in the country so far. The ministry has also reported 46,768 dengue infection cases in the country since mid-July this year. The highest number of cases has been recorded in the Bagmati province. The ministry shared that since mid-July to 4th of November, 33,765 dengue cases were reported in Bagmati province alone. Dengue has spread in all the 77 districts of the country. An international conference of oncologists, Purbanchal Cancer Congress 2022, has begun at Mechinagar of Chhapa. 200 oncologists from Nepal, India and Bangladesh have been participating in the two-day conference jointly organized by Purbanchal Cancer Hospital in Birdamod and Nepal Cancer Foundation. Medical Director of Purbanchal Cancer Hospital and Program Director of the conference, Dr. Birendra Yadav, said the conference would talk about the situation of cancer disease spreading across the world. A total of 20 scientific working papers and 10 poster working papers would be presented in the event. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 13 people died in an overnight fire at a nightclub in the Russian city of Kostroma, and police detained a man suspected to have ignited it by firing a flare gun. Video shared by investigators on Saturday showed firefighters spraying water on what happened to be the smoldering collapsed roof of the building. The fire took place at Polygon, a multipurpose recreation venue used as a cafe, nightclub and bar. TASS news agency cited investigators as saying the fire may have started after a man fired a flare gun indoors. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Iran of lying and terrorist cooperation by supporting Russia's war in Ukraine. It comes after Iran admitted for the first time it had supplied drones to Moscow, but only before the invasion. Blackouts have hit much of Ukraine after the attacks on power stations. Western officials have accused Iran of supplying drones to Russia and of providing personnel on the ground to train Russian drone pilots. Previously, Iran denied the accusations, but on Saturday, Iran's foreign minister said a small number of the vehicles had been sent to Moscow. Zelensky warned Iran about its support for Russia, saying this would backfire. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbadu Deoba says ruling alliance necessary for country even after the election. Janata Samajwadi Party proposes directly elected executive heads in its election manifesto. 27th session of COP27 starting from today. And bar blaze in Russian city of Kostroma kills 13 people. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.